got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
If you're listening, I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it right now.
Oh, just a broken apology.
Soz from me, LOL, Soz, BRB. Apologies for you forever, because I've been a sook for the last couple of years here on K-Rock, and I feel like I've...
It's not your fault Essendon hasn't won a grand final in so long.
It's not what I want to talk about, but that might, we'll bundle that in as a two-for-one deal. What I want to apologise, I feel like I've been misusing this show's platform, and I've been expressing my personal feelings about something for the last couple of years, and it's not okay.
What have you been expressing?
It's the HCB issue.
Oh.
Hot cross buns.
Yeah.
I've been very vocal that I think it's ridiculous that they're only available for 3 to 4 months a year from essentially New Year's Day.
I mean, if you learned how to bake them, you could have them every day.
Yeah, but if I learned how to fly, I'd be a plane. So, you know.
That's fair.
Yeah, okay. So what... Every year I get upset. I get excited, and especially towards the end of last year, hot cross buns came a week early. They started on the 26th. They run all the way to Easter. You did level me, and you said Easter's like very late March
Easter
this year.
Easter is 31st of March. So
it's, yeah. It's
we're going to be two weeks less of hot cross buns.
And there's people, if you're listening and you're just like me, like it's a very, like it's crash bang. It's all right, let's go to the bakery. Let's go to the supermarkets. We're getting hot cross buns while we can. They're more expensive than I'd hope, but I look at it as an...
It's a limited edition.
It's a limited edition, and I use that costing over a 12-month period instead of a 3-month period, because that's how I go to sleep at night. But I think I figured a solution, and you might have been listening and screaming this at your radio, but you never got in touch with me, so this is your fault partially as well. So I've rediscovered Raisin Toast.
Flat hot cross bun.
Mm, it's the same thing, because I don't care about the cross on the top. I don't even know what that's made out of, to be completely honest. But raisin bread, Raisin Toast.
Yeah.
It's hot cross buns. I get that all year round.
You can get that
all year round. Yeah, you can. I've been buying it.
And it's cheaper, way more convenient.
It's cheaper than hot cross buns.
Yeah.
And it's less dense and doughy. You know? I don't go to the bathroom 3 times a day. And I know that I've been such a sook for the last couple of years, and people are probably like, oh, that bloke on the radio, have you heard of
He's
him on the radio?
Never heard
He's
of
always
bread.
Sooking about hot cross buns this time of year.
It's so embarrassing for you.
And I know, but if you're listening, and Jess, you as well, why didn't no one bring this to my attention sooner?
I thought it was specifically the hot cross bun that you were interested in.
No, no, no. It's what it offers. It offers a bready substance with sultanas and those kind of things in the middle. And that's on offer 24/7, but just in a different format. It's wild.
When did you discover Raisin Toast?
It popped up in my pantry. My wife bought it. And I was like, what's this? Your hot cross buns are all flat.
What's this hot cross bun bread?
What's this going on here? You bought hot cross bread? I didn't know they were making loaves of this. And she was like, no, Tim, this is... And I used to have it when I was younger. So it's like completely slipped my mind.
Wow.
And I've never felt so silly. I'm such a silly goose. Honk, honk. I'm a silly goose.
Are you still buying hot cross buns in the lead up
to... No, it's a scam. It's a ripoff. Why would you buy hot cross buns?
Oh my God, he's completely against hot cross buns now.
I'm a raisin bread boy. RBB. For life. You can get it 24/7. 365 days a year, for the rest of my life, I will have Raisin Toast for breakfast. Mark my words. You'll never see anything else in my mouth. Before 8 a.m., sorry.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, you and I have been talking about our 2024 planners, our little diaries.
Yes.
Because we each bought one at the end of last year.
Yep, got one in my hot, sweaty little hands right now.
Yeah, I didn't realise you were such a Harry Potter fan.
Well, it was all black. And the one I bought initially, I got the sizing wrong when I sent it to the stationery department.
You didn't get the sizing wrong. I said to you,
I got the sizing
you're not going to want an A4 diary. And you were like, I do.
And then with it, January 1st, I realized it was too big.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't have this many notes per day.
If anyone needs a 2024 planner, it's up for grabs.
There's not many notes in it.
Give us a call.
It looks like there's not many because all the notes I had were right up the top.
Can you flick to the front of your diary? Because I noticed today... There's just, my diary's asking too much of me.
In the personal information. It's got goals and dreams. Jeez.
Goals and dreams? Okay, maybe yours is asking even more than
mine.
Because so I thought.
Because I said to you when I bought it, I was like, oh, I could imagine you as a child, you would fill out
the whole thing.
Like,
of course.
You'd put like your childhood home address. Yeah. You'd put your parents' landline
number.
All
of a sudden, I'm feeling very uncomfortable about it knowing so much about me.
Right.
Like. Okay, so, you know, standard name, address, phone number, you know, business address.
Yeah.
Where do I return this to if I find this kind of details?
Okay, that's good.
And then you've got passport number.
Ooh.
Medicare number. Bank account details.
Is the point that, like, say you take this everywhere with you and that, like, if someone's like, oh, have you got your Medicare info? Have you got that? You can just go, yeah. Instead of getting the actual card out, you go, excuse me.
I guess so. But it's like, it's very, I don't know. I find it very.
Mine's a bit weirder, if I'm being honest.
Yeah?
I know that I just wanted a black one and it just happened to be Harry Potter. But as a Slytherin, I'm totally fine with that. So personal information, name and nickname.
Oh, nickname.
Address, mobile.
Has yours got blood type?
No, I don't have blood type. That's actually, I don't hate that. That's smart. That is clever to have that. Because say if you faint on the street, Jess, and you're losing blood, and they're like, what type is she? We don't have it on her card. And like
someone check the diary.
Yeah, you just never know. Website, if I had my own website, sure. I could check up there. Email, drink order, favorite food.
Drink
and,
order?
And allergies. I don't hate allergies.
This is what diaries are asking too much of us in 2024.
Again, here's some other ones. Important phone numbers to have. Obviously, yep. My own. Your doctors, your dentist, your accountant, and your best friend.
Best friend? Yeah. Mine must be a bit more grown up because right. I've got solicitor.
Oh, you're in trouble. This is
railway
money.
Station, bank. Oh,
I think yours is a lot more useful. Like the big one for me that I'm super interested in, why you would write this down, because ideally no one's really looking at this other than you. Social media handles, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, and Twitter. So they're ready for be like, yeah, chuck all your handles in here.
Yeah, no, mine hasn't got any of that.
Give me a like, subscribe, follow, leave a comment below, you know, but that's literally it. And it's just very, very bizarre because I don't know if someone found me on the street and I'm passed out on Moorabool Street.
Yeah.
We'll check his diary. That's how we'll find out all his information. They're like, oh, he loves ordering a Fanta with lime. That's good. We'll be able to help this so poor bizarre. Bastard out. So you think they're asking too much of us?
I think diaries need to just be very simple. Just give me the days.
Yep.
Leave it blank. I don't need all this extra nonsense.
That's all right.
Writing the name of my travel agent in my diary.
Well, if you could, that'd be great. They've planned a great honeymoon for you by the sounds of it.
They really have.
Maybe we
Thank
should
you,
be.
Marcia.
Maybe if that's the one you do put down, that'd be great. Thank you. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Look, I'm going to get straight into this. Joining us on the phone, he's from The Brekkie Show. His name is Tom. He's also happens to be our boss. I know a lot of people are surprised by that when they listen to The Brekkie Show, but Tom Lewis, good afternoon.
Hello.
Now, I appreciate you
coming
on the
show. I know you're concerned that we're calling you while we're on the air, but yes. Tim has something to ask you, and I'm just so excited that I get to be here for this.
I've decided, Tom, the year of 2024 for me is the year of bold. I'm going to be bold, I'm going to be brave, and I want to ask you a question because I feel like if someone's listening, they might be able to, if this is something they've experienced in their life, they need to speak to their boss, they might come out of this a winner, hopefully like I am. So
sounds like you're stalling, Tim.
Do you think you're a good boss, Tom?
Yeah, but, you know, you should know by now that if you spring something on me, my default answer is no. So,
right. Well, you don't have to give an answer yes or no. Just yet.
When I come to you privately, Tom, you've always been a fantastic boss. We had a great phone conversation yesterday. Is that not a true thing?
That is true. Don't you have to tell people that, mate? I've got a rep to
buttering them up.
Sorry, no, you were so mean and cool. Tom, you've just had 2 weeks off yourself and Loggie from The Brekkie Show. You went away with your family, right? Like, that was nice? Stayed happy and healthy while you're on leave?
Yep.
Okay, interesting. Yep. Healthy.
Tim and I, we filled in for you over summer breakfast. You're welcome, by the way.
Now, I can't remember if it got passed down to you, but while I was on my 2 weeks before you and Loggy went away, in this second week, unfortunately, I got COVID. I think it was January 2nd or 3rd I got COVID, and I was feeling pretty rough for a couple of days. And when you think about it, getting sick on your annual leave, poor planning on my behalf.
That is unfortunate.
So what I was thinking...
Yeah, that does suck.
What I was thinking, because technically it really wasn't annual leave, though, once I got sick. It was more sick leave, wasn't it?
Well, see, the thing about that, Tim, is that...
Oh, he's got his boss voice on.
You wear the most disgusting Birkenstocks anyone has ever seen, and I can pretty much guarantee that that's where you got COVID
you
from.
You think it's foot rot? So
that sort of puts it in the realm of dangerous behaviour. I feel like you may have set yourself up for that.
Because I think it's maybe I should go back and change my annual leave, at least that second week, to instead of 5 days of annual leave, for changing it to 5 days of sick leave. What would you think about that, Tom?
I can see from your side of things, if it had happened to me, I could see I would probably try the same thing. Mm.
Tom, I know it's a lot of paperwork to go back and retroactively change things. How annoying. Tim is taking a week off in March. Maybe we could do that as sick leave.
Yeah, maybe I'm feeling pretty unwell in March.
Look, do you know what? I would say, just be careful about mucking about with sick leave, because the boy who cried wolf will never get approved sick leave again.
Sorry, my throat's just getting a bit tight. Can you speak up?
There is the whole, I don't know if you've read your contract properly, but it does say in there, when it comes to leave, no taxis, backsies.
I didn't know the no taxis, backsies.
I was hoping you'd glossed over that as well. So you're saying, because again, if someone's listening and they were sick on their annual leave, you always find yourself cursing, like, oh, I wish I got sick when I wasn't on holiday. So, as much as I love the company, but you know, when you're sick, you're sick.
I didn't realize K-Rock had the no taxis, backsies.
So it's a soft.
No taxis, backsies.
Okay, so soft no.
How about if next time it happens, if you realise that you get COVID, but call me, don't tell me that you've got COVID. Say, hey, I'm missing work. I want to come back. I want to cut my holiday short. That's a take you back as will allow. Okay. You come back, but don't actually show up because, the next morning, gosh, I've got COVID, so I'm going to...
Okay. All right, so retroactively, I should have done this.
Yeah, so really, it's your fault.
It's my fault again. Well,
I love that he's made it your fault.
It was the year of being bold. I was trying to be bold for the people. If you're listening, don't try it. It didn't work. But Tom, appreciate your call, even though we called you. Have a good afternoon.
Be less bold.
See you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., okay?
Be less bold.
Yeah.
Okay, great advice from our boss.
That is a way better Tim and Jess show.
Stay in your lane. Be less bold.
And pipe down while you're at it.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
This man likes to kick the studio door down at least once a show, Jess. We love him in the newsroom, but I think we're in love with him when he comes into the studio to do this.
2024 is the year of accountability.
Yeah. And our big money Will's in here, so let's jump into it.
Metricon Homes, Geelong's trusted builder for more than 23 years. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Big Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories every single day. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, it's our job to fill in the blanks.
Well, some new stats out today with a third of Victorian drivers admitting that they speed through what?
Hopefully it's in school zones.
No, it's school zone.
It is? Yeah. Oh, I hate this country.
No.
So the study done by Amy revealing, as I said, 1 in 3 motorists do not obey speed limits in school zones due to not seeing any school kids around at the time.
Oh, this is always hard because school zones like, what, 2:30 till 4?
It's the same everywhere. It shouldn't be that hard.
And no, I know, but like it's...
8 till 9.
And 8 till 9:30. 2:30 to 4.
So like sometimes it's like 11 a.m. and I'm like, is it a school zone still? Do I need to go? I just go 40 anyway.
It's after 9:30.
Yeah.
And well, a lot of places have the interchangeable signs now. You know, the ones that flash?
Yeah, yes. The flashing helps. But obviously in regional Victoria, we ain't got that council money for flashing lights at school zones. Just use your peepers is what I would suggest. Hey, Will?
Yes.
And I'm not saying you use your papers, but just in general.
You're calling me some sort of...
No, not a speeder.
Disobeyer?
No.
Will would never.
He wouldn't.
It's been revealed 10 times as many Optus customers as first thought were not able to do what during that outage last year?
Connect?
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. Is it call 000?
Yeah.
God.
That was the whole reason people were upset. I can't go on my Facebook is top level of not important. And then there was the other stuff that was quite sad.
Like 000, yeah.
Well, because you should be able to contract 000 regardless of whatever.
Yeah, like even if you're in, if you've got no service, you can still have, you have SOS mode on your phone where you can get in touch with emergency services.
But apparently not. During the outage.
That is worrying.
Well, they said 2,500 additional customers that made 000 calls didn't reach the emergency service centre during that outage.
That's so scary.
Not ideal.
No, not ideal. And Ash Barty is making a comeback to the sports arena What's she doing?
Is she? I've seen that she's like the face of Grilled. Is that her comeback? She's like, I like healthy burgers. I'm back, baby.
No.
Okay.
Is she? You said sporting arena, which makes me think it's not tennis.
It's not tennis.
Is she coming back to cricket?
No.
Oh.
Golf.
Golf.
She always does it all.
Stop this being is the so thing. Talented.
So when she retired, everyone thought she was going to take up, try and get onto the professional tour very quickly. She's just left us all waiting. I think she had a baby.
Well, she had a book to write. She had a human to grow. She had things on.
Imagine doing all that and then still being like, yes, I will be a pro golfer.
And you know what? She'll kill it too. Yeah, she'll be an amazing
golfer.
She's staying
off at the New Zealand Open. So
how dare you?
Aura. Yeah, thank you for having a nice, fun, uplifting final story. The first two were a little bit grim. I'll be completely honest. Speeding in school
zones. What
was
the first one? Oh, the speeding
and
one.
And
yeah.
Triple zeros being not easily accessible.
But always happy to get on the Barty party, regardless of the sport.
All right.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.